Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I am the blogger and creator at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over and check out that website, as I have a free minimalism workbook for you to print and fill out in your own time. Once again, thank you for joining us today, and let's get started with today's episode.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to protect your peace. And I'm going to give you some essential tips to take with you when it comes to protecting your peace, protecting your mind, and so and so. So the world is a noisy place. There's always something going on, and it's easy to get overwhelmed. It's important to find ways to protect your peace so that you can stay sane. So how many times have you said yes to someone or something because you didn't want to appear selfish or unkind? And how many times have you held back from saying no because it wasn't convenient for you and you didn't want to give others the impression that you were difficult? So it's important to be a good neighbor, a good friend, and coworker, but it's also essential that you take care of yourself as well. And that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. Let's start with what it means to actually protect your peace. So the definition of protect is to keep safe from harm or damage. When you protect your peace, you're keeping your mental and emotional state free from negative influences. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to put up walls and avoid all contact with the outside world. It simply means being mindful of the things and people that bring you down and making an effort to limit your exposure to them. It also means being deliberate about the things that bring you joy and making sure that they are a part of your life. Now let's dive into a few ways or tips where you can actually protect your peace and apply these in your everyday life. So number one, and this is the one I think is most important, is to say no when you need to. Sometimes you just have to say no, even if it goes against what others might expect from you. Saying no is an important way to protect your peace. It may be hard because you may feel that you are disappointing people at times, but it's essential to your overall well-being. The second one I have for you today is to stand up for yourself. It's important to be assertive and speak up when you feel that your boundaries are being crossed or that you're not being treated with respect. Standing up for yourself can help you to stay in control of the situation and keep your peace intact. The next one I have for you is don't be afraid to walk away. If someone or something is causing you stress, it's okay to walk away. This doesn't mean that you're giving up or being a coward. It just means that you're taking care of yourself and that your peace of mind is more important than staying in a situation that makes you unhappy. Let's move on to a few more tips. So the next one is don't take things personally. We all say and do things that might hurt others from time to time, but it's important not to take these actions too personally. Remember that we all have our own struggles and issues, so cut yourself some slack if you mess up every now and then. And the next one is to maintain a healthy work-life balance. So it's important to keep balance between work and the rest of your life. Don't let your job take over everything. Make sure you're still making time for the things you enjoy outside of work. So this is also a very important one that I'm going to share with you today. And that is to set boundaries with friends and family. Just because someone is related to you or has been your friend for years doesn't mean that they have the right to overstep your boundaries. It's okay to set boundaries and stick to them, even if it means saying no, as we talked about in the first tip, or walking away from a situation. And this one is personal to me, and it basically helps me to protect my peace in my daily life, and that is to calm your mind through meditation. So meditation is a healthy, convenient way to calm your mind and help you to relax. Meditation helps to increase blood flow in key areas of your brain and to reduce stress. So even if you only practice 15 minutes a day, it can help you to feel more centered and relaxed throughout your day. I'm going to share two last tips, and then we're going to conclude for today's episode. So the next one is to focus on your internal peace. It's important to realize that some things are simply out of your control. For example, can you control how your partner feels? No. Can you control how often your boss asks you for updates on a project? No. However, you can control your own emotions and thoughts about these things. Make an effort every day to find peace within yourself so that these things don't pull you away from it, and make it easier for others to do so as well. The last one that I have for you today is to listen to your inner voice. Make time each day to respect and listen to the voice of yours. Don't be afraid of your peace, even when others might not understand. Things will fall into place if you stay true to yourself and honor what your heart and your mind wants. Oftentimes, our intuition can lead us in a different direction than everyone else is going, but we need to trust that it is actually where we are supposed to go in order for our lives and relationships with others around us to grow and to thrive. That's all for today's episode about protecting your peace. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and don't forget to click the link below to access my blog and those free printables. I'll go ahead and catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.